Iran is on the front line of the fight against drug trafficking, being one of the immediate victims of rife opium production in its neighboring countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan. In this episode of Iran Today, we will take a closer look at the measures Iran has adopted to fight drug trafficking as well as drug addiction. One of the world's most lucrative and dangerous criminal businesses is the drug trade. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes, in 2012, the drug trade generated more than $320 billion, accounting for some 1.5% of global GDP, killing 250,000 people in the process. Globally, the UNODC estimates that between 149 and 272 million people between the age of 15 and 64 used illicit substances at least once in 2010. Such a business is no doubt protected with tooth and claw by those who make their millions this way. Located between the largest supplier of drugs, Afghanistan, and the biggest market for illicit drugs, Europe and the US, Iran has become the shortest route for drug traffickers to get their merchandise to their customers. For the Islamic Republic, fighting this multi-billion dollar trade is an ongoing struggle. Financial support is needed, but for now, Tehran is making do without. Iran is seriously battling the smuggling of drugs into the country. Iran has nearly 2,000 kilometers of shared border with Afghanistan and Pakistan, and it's via these borders that drugs get through. These countries are the first and third largest opium poppy growers in the world, respectively. Some of these drugs are used in Iran, but most of them are trafficked to Europe.
The border region between the three countries of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran is a golden region for drug cartels. Drug cartels are present in all corners of the world. They are in Russia, Italy, Europe, and America. They form networks of traffickers who utilize the vague and unstable atmosphere in Afghanistan, the atmosphere which is created by a fragile Afghan government.
Statistics show just how often Iranian border guards and drug dealers engage in fierce combat. Vice Secretary General of Iran's Committee Against Narcotics explains.
Last year, 737 operations and armed confrontations were carried out. 2,972 groups and rings of drug trafficking were disbanded. 400 meth labs were also discovered and destroyed. 11,700,000 tablets and vials of psychedelic drugs were confiscated, showing a 136% growth compared to the previous year. 573 tons of narcotics and psychedelics were confiscated, which show a 14% growth compared to the previous year.
For the ongoing battle against the drug trade, Iran has invested time and money in training anti-narcotics forces. The war on drugs coming from Afghanistan has claimed the lives of nearly 3,700 Iranian police officers over the past 30 years. Around 11,000 have been wounded in the line of duty. Colonel Reza Salimi was an operation commander in Iran's police force, killed in the southeast of the country, waiting in ambush for drug dealers. We talked to his wife.
It was in May that he went on a four-day mission with 18 soldiers to a particular mountain. They got there and lied in ambush. They succeeded in arresting many of the smugglers, however, the smuggler had known about the ambush. Smugglers had heavy weapons, so all 19 were martyred.
She told us about Colonel Salimi's beliefs when it came to drug trafficking.
He formed a special group for hard missions. He did so just for Iranian youth. My spouse was a member of anti-narcotics police squad staff. The 18 members of the team were soldiers who were doing their military services. They were so brave, all of them joined the team voluntarily. They were martyred in the last days of their military service.
Iran and the United Nations cooperate as well. The UN lauded Iran's fight against drugs and called for further international assistance in the field.
In its last meeting in the previous year, the Commission of Narcotic Drugs, the CND, and the officials of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes, the UNODC, lauded Iran as one of the most active and successful countries in fighting illicit drug trade in the world.
Lawlessness has ravaged Afghanistan for decades, and the Taliban has stunted many efforts to change that. As a result, Iran has had to defend its borders single-handedly and with added vigilance. In the customs department along the border, X-ray machines and sniffer dogs are used to control the cargo going through. To create physical obstacles, Iran has built cement walls, dug trenches, and made barbed wire fences along its eastern borders, spending more than $700 million. The Iranian authorities say Iran doesn't get any significant moral or financial support from Western nations or international organizations when it comes to the drug war it's fighting on its own behalf and theirs. Iranian Interior Minister Abdulreza Rahmani Fazli explains.
Western countries can give us intelligence help, including information on drug smugglers' plans, routes, and numbers. Devices can also help us the most. They can provide us with electronic devices and drug-sniffing dogs.
The West even prohibited Iran from purchasing these devices from Western companies. We need some electronic devices, including radars, to fight drug traffickers. Although we protect European people from illicit drug trade, European states prohibited us from buying these devices. We have many problems.
The pretext for the US-led invasion of Afghanistan was to uproot the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which fund most of their operations with drug money. That being the case, fighting drug trafficking could be a good way of weakening the terrorist group, but drug production in the country has only increased. Since 2001, opium cultivation increased over 4,400% across Afghanistan. Despite the presence of US-led NATO forces in Afghanistan, it became the world's largest opium producer. The world's largest poppy grower increased its poppy fields 36% from 154,000 hectares in 2012 to 209,000 hectares in 2013. With a crop yield of some 5,500 tons, Afghanistan accounted for up to 80% of global opium production.
If we compared Afghanistan before the US invasion, when Taliban ruled the country, And after the US invasion, we find that growing opium poppy has surged. This shows that foreign troops in Afghanistan have not controlled the production of opium sufficiently. If we look at the issue with suspicion, we can say that foreign troops supported the production and illicit trade of opium.
Afghanistan lacks a strong central government, which has control over all its lands and border areas.
A fragile government with full sovereignty is the first and foremost reason for the surge of opium production in Afghanistan. The bankrupt government in Afghanistan cannot exercise sovereignty over all its lands. So we can expect any event in such a country.
Observers believe that the US-led troops have in fact helped create an ongoing catastrophic surge while refusing to check on farmers there.
Our understanding of the issue is that those US soldiers who are still on mission near poppy farms do not control and check the cultivation of poppy. I think US soldiers help Afghan farmers with cultivation and trade as their accomplices. We have warned the Americans through legal channels several times, but they have done nothing.
In the International Conference on Afghanistan in Bonn in 2011, the US and Britain pledged to keep giving development aid to Afghanistan and supporting Afghan security forces fight terrorism and opium production. But so far, they haven't done anything to reduce the amount of drugs produced in Afghanistan and smuggled to other countries.
Foreign players in Afghanistan wriggle out of their commitments. According to the International Conferences on Afghanistan in Bonn, England is among the countries which have committed to fight the production and illicit trade of narcotics in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, it has not fulfilled its commitments. In some cases, the country started to negotiate with the Taliban.
Growing poppies is very profitable for Afghan farmers. That is why they insist on growing opium poppies instead of relying on wheat farming or livestock. The US and EU countries are expected to help persuade Afghan farmers to grow alternative crops like wheat, grapes, or saffron.
Growing opium poppy is easy and